You're listening to SBS News.
Three men from Sydney's Tamil community have spoken out about the financial losses they suffered as a result of illegal scams. They want to raise awareness and help others avoid a similar outcome. For Kumar, that's not his real name, losing $17,000 to an investment scam left him feeling cheated.
We lodged the complaint and hoped that the money will be given back, because the government will do something, because the money was transferred to a company account, and that company was registered with an ABN.
These three men from Sydney's Tamil community have collectively lost more than $20,000 to an investment scam called Hope Business. They say they were approached on Facebook by scammers who communicated in Tamil.
We are worried because we lost hard-earned money, and many others have lost a large amount of money. That makes us sad.
According to the ACCC, this particular scam has disproportionately affected members of Australia's migrant communities, including recent migrants from Myanmar and Sri Lanka. Over the last year, financial losses to scams have increased by 87% to $236 million. There have been more than 240,000 reports to ScamWatch this year. The highest losses have been reported from investment scams, stealing $121 million. Consumers who speak English as a second language are vulnerable, reporting more than $36.2 million in losses. That's a 92% increase in comparison to last year. Anna Bly is the CEO of the Australian Banking Association.
They don't discriminate. They'll try to get money from anybody they can. But where somebody might be at a bit of a disadvantage, for example, if English is not their first language, or if they come from a country where banking has a very different structure, they may well be a little bit easier for scammers to draw in.
While these men may not get their money back, they want to alert others so they don't make the same mistake. Alan Lee, SBS News.